We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Grassroots Marketing on CannabisRadio.com continues, presented by the Buzz CRM. We've talked about it extensively here on the program and on Blunt Business. You're looking to try to go ahead and downsize and streamline all your marketing and communications needs. We do that for you with the Buzz CRM, okay? AI, handling your email, social media, personalized workflows. You connect with customers everywhere and anywhere. You can also, and new for 2025, we have all newly redesigned platform, which will help you in all communications you need with new customers, with leads, make it happen. You'll never miss a lead with our unique missed call text back feature. And if you're a med spa, e-commerce store, franchise, anything, or especially the cannabis industry, dispensaries, lounges, consumption lounges, you need to go ahead and get your hands on the Buzz CRM. It's a low price. Barrier to entry is very low. It's very easy to go and use. We've got a great support team behind us as well. Cannabis Radio uses it because we're the team behind it. TheBuzzCRM.com, TheBuzzCRM.com. With me right now on the program is a trailblazer in the cannabis industry, background in retail, and a passion for cannabis. Now operating 10 stores, 8 that are in Oklahoma, based, first of all, and then 1 in New Mexico, 1 in Michigan. And his success is a testament to his entrepreneurial spirit, his vision, and his ability to adapt to the ever-changing cannabis market. We'll talk about that, especially when it comes to Oklahoma. So with that said, I want to go ahead and welcome on the CEO and co-founder of Mango Cannabis, Kevin Pata. Kevin, thanks for being on with us.
Thank you, Brasco. I appreciate you for inviting me.
Now, there's a lot that is going on when it comes to Oklahoma. Let's just go and get into the first part. When it comes to the Oklahoma landscape, it's been known for having a low barrier to entry. And it is one of the most saturated markets in the country. I mean, last I checked, I think it was 15 or 16,000 dispensaries operating in the state. And that was at last check, I know, it's probably going a little bit higher than that. But what is it that the Mango Cannabis does to differentiate itself and maintain position as a top-performing dispensary when you have all those people there?
Yeah, it's a great question. You know, I would say it's a culmination of a lot of things, right? And I believe it starts with your people. You know, at Mango, we've got a great culture. We're a family-owned company. The staff love being a part of the company. They see our vision, and, you know, we strive for the best customer service. I would say that is probably at the top of the list is customer service. And, you know, when consumers come in, patients come in, you know, they're greeted, they're treated properly, you know, they're given great advice. And not only that, you know, all the people at Mango are down to earth. So I think it starts there. Then, you know, it starts to trickle down into our branding, our product selection, the way we design our stores, the way we market ourselves. So it's a mixture of a lot of things. And, you know, yeah, I mean, Oklahoma is the most competitive landscape in the country. It's dialed down a bit since
then. There's a few things we should bring up and touch upon because they have been enacting stricter regulations, licensing requirements. One of the things that is about to be initiated as of June 2025, that now there's a change for prepackaging for cannabis now. So I'm going to just really quickly give what was been given right now. that all medical marijuana flower, trim, shake, kief, medical marijuana product, or other flower-based, not the finest concentrate, now must be sold by licensed medical marijuana processors and licensed medical marijuana growers in prepackaged form, package sizes weighing not less than 0.5 gram, not to more than 3 ounces, and must be affixed with a tamper evidence seal. That's a lot of extra work.
It is.
Also making a bit of a struggle to for quantity that you have. I know it, Oklahoma still is a medical market, so they're really trying to go ahead and portion out a strict portion as to what you're able to go ahead and put out there, plus this prepackaging for safety reasons. Tell me about what kind of extra overhead is going to go up on this and what it was to make the adjustment coming up in June to go and do this.
Yeah, so, you know, I can't speak on behalf of the legislators. You know, we were on the fence with the bill. You know, we really like deli style. You know, we like having flour in jars and letting customers see the jars and pick it out. And you know, it is a lot more work, and it's actually more expensive for the retailer. You know, if you want to properly store your flour so it actually lasts, it doesn't crumble up, it doesn't get dry and whatnot, well, then you've got to invest money in proper storage containers, right? We use Sea Vaults at Mango. So we spend a little bit extra money. We buy Sea Vaults. They're all steel, has a great seal on it. And then we also put moisture packs in there to keep the freshness, right? So there's a lot of steps when it comes to deli style. And then you're dealing with shortages, you're dealing with shrinkage, you're dealing with a lot of other things on top of the deli style. With the pre-pack, you know, it actually benefits the retailers. It's more work for the processors and the cultivators because they have to package everything before it enters the dispensary doors. But from
now,
a retail,
I want to ask you now, what if there is something to be taken away as a positive takeaway for compliance? Because also on top of what they're doing right now with the prepackaging, there's label requirements for sales to dispensaries by dispensaries. And on those labels, they have to show the date that the medical marijuana or product was tested. And then label requirements for sales between growers and processors, where they have to go ahead and show that they passed testing or state that the medical marijuana failed testing is being transferred to a processor for purposes of remediation. So when you look at this, do you feel like this is something that could be much more blanketed as to other markets following the same thing? Or, I mean, I don't know if Canada kind of goes with this kind of level of requirements. I feel like they've had this kind of thing as themselves. I'm figuring Oklahoma's getting this because that's something that they put together themselves. They probably took it from some other, either state or other, country that might have gone with that.
Yeah, I mean, if I had to guess, every now and then I get to, speak with legislators, when I see them somewhere or something like that, and we could, we have a quick discussion. But, when I was speaking to my compliance team and, they had some communications and, they were just trying to figure out what the thought process there with passing this bill. They were looking at like a mixture of California and Michigan regs. California is all prepack. And they're, from what I understand, their whole idea behind prepack was not only, for better tracking purposes, because it's a lot easier to track products that are in their final form package versus bulk. But also for sanitary reasons, a lot of people believe that it's unsanitary, that these, people aren't cleaning these jars, or they're not cleaning the tongs that they're, weighing it out, or they're not cleaning the bowl on the scale and sanitizing it. And so there's a lot of, there's a lot of sanitary concerns on that front, which is another reason why they like prepack the state. We're kind of neutral on the topic. We prefer deli style, but we'll make it work with prepack as well. We'll figure out a way, and I believe that everyone in the market will figure out a way, just as California has. And then when it comes to like the testing and whatnot, I mean, Michigan is pretty stringent, on their testing. They've got to announce to you whether it's been remediated or not, and whatnot. Oklahoma has had a lot of issues on the lab side of things as far as consistency across labs and being able to get consistent results. So, I believe that, they're trying to tighten things up on that front and make sure that also everything is being disclosed. Because in the cannabis space, there's something new that comes out or something new that's always happening that, you know, you're just not aware of, right? And the consumers have no idea what it is. It's almost like, you know, the food industry or, you know, well, excuse me, the scientific food industry, I should say. And, you know, like the pharmaceutical industry. I mean, nowadays, you know, they're making, you know, THC and they're growing THC from yeast, right? So, you know, it's gotten so complex on that side, and it's moving faster than the legislators are moving, right? The science and the industry is moving way quicker than the legislators, and they're just trying to keep up. Is what I see going on with the language in this bill and why they're looking to add all these other requirements that they're testing in the labels.
One of the other bills that are out there that's also considered, which would actually be a benefit, I would imagine, for Mango Cannabis and for other dispensaries around you, that there has been the start of the 2025 legislative session in Oklahoma, as well as to start February 3rd. And there is a House bill up for that should be put up for vote soon, House Bill 1714. And it would provide employment protections for individuals who lawfully consume cannabis. And that will be for applying to medical marijuana patients, and it would extend to recreational consumers if the state were to legalize down the road.
Great.
Keep that in place. What do you know about the possibility that this will go and get passed, and, you know, what significant difference in traffic would be to a store like your or to the stores like yours? I mean, is that something that you've heard from your customers that it's been a bit of an obstacle?
So, you know, I haven't heard of this bill, and my team didn't make me aware of it. So
it
first
just came out. This is only like in the last 8 hours or so. So, Marijuana Herald reported this.
That's probably why. Who's the author?
Anthony Martinelli. So here's what I'll give you a little more of the context. The bill would take place November 1st, 2025. The House bill would prohibit employers from discriminating against job applicants based on their lawful off the job use of marijuana. Address results of drug tests that indicate non-psychoactive cannabis metabolites, ensuring such findings cannot be grounds for denying employment. But there are several exemptions for safety-sensitive positions and those requiring federal government background checks or security clearances. Still, this is a pretty good situation here for this to go ahead and put into place. I don't know how many more medical marijuana holders that might have been a little bit hesitant to really go ahead and continue to operate and work in their employer and not have to go and deal with this over their heads.
Yeah, you know, I will say Oklahoma has done a pretty good job on, you know, protecting your other rights that might be in jeopardy when working or consuming cannabis, right? And I'll give you an example. One of them is gun rights, you know, in Oklahoma.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? If you're a woman, you're not alone. With over 1,000 hormone disruptors in our environment, it's no wonder things can feel out of balance. On top of that, natural changes like PMS, menopause, and other life stages can leave you feeling tired, irritable, and trapped in a constant battle with your body. But here's the good news. You don't have to suffer through it. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is here to help. This herbal formula fine-tunes your hormones, balancing estrogen, testosterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol, which can contribute to weight gain, racing thoughts, poor sleep, and more. With over 40,000 five-star reviews and a bottle selling every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. Ready to feel like yourself again? For a limited time, get 15% off your first order at happymammoth.com using code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today and get your old self back naturally.
When you get the Planet Fitness Black Card, you can bring a friend anytime you work out. And now through March 13th, get your first month free when you join. You heard that right. Conquer the stair climber with your partner in climb. Enjoy a post-workout recovery session in the hydro massage. And do it all again with access to any of our 2,700 convenient locations. So, you coming? Get your first month free and all the perks with the PF Black Card for just $1 down, $24.99 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends March 13th. See club for details.
Oklahoma, originally you had to surrender your pistol license if you wanted to, you know, get a medical marijuana card. They actually changed that law in Oklahoma. You can own a medical marijuana card, and you can also still have possession of your concealed carry permit. I mean, this is very similar to that, in my opinion. You know, I think that if you're not a school bus driver or, public transportation driver or a semi truck driver or something that involves you operating some sort of motorized vehicle or that could, put other lives in danger, then, you should be able to consume cannabis just like you're consuming a glass of wine at the end of the night to wind down. I don't see any issues with that, no matter what your career is, no matter if you're an attorney, a doctor, whether you're a state senator, I believe that you should have your choice there. And I do believe that cannabis is not, a strong enough drug to really, impair your decision making ability, right? Compared to alcohol. I mean, you could, drink a fifth of alcohol and you're, falling over in a total slob, right? And it's very, very rare for that to happen consuming cannabis. So I think I'm for it. I definitely want to read the bill and see what it's about. But to me it seems very fair, and it looks like they're trying to protect the hardworking employees of Oklahoma, that have medical cards that don't want to be discriminated against for having one. So
Right. Now, moving along, what can you do in terms of consumer preferences? When you're looking at what Oklahoma cannabis consumers are looking for, in the time that you've had been operating in the market, what can you tell me to tell about what's been their preference and what has been selling the best at your stores?
When we first launched flower is always, your biggest seller, right? It's easily 50, 60, and in some markets, it's over 75% of your sales. In Oklahoma, I think at one point flower was 60% of all of our sales, right? And then as time has gone by and as, consumption has become a lot more accessible and a lot easier to consume in the form of vape, we've seen vape just skyrocket. And we're seeing the vape sales go up, and a lot of people are starting to move to vapes and oils, especially with how easy it is to consume it. Versus having to roll a joint or a blunt or pack a bowl, you could have this vape and, hit it, the convenience of it. It's just too easy. And so what we've seen is the younger demographic, has really, really, I mean, the numbers have turned a lot. Vape, flower is still one of the top, categories, but vape is right underneath it, which is very surprising to us. But every market is a little bit different too, and you do have to treat it by a market by market basis. But as a whole in Oklahoma, we're starting to see, vape year after year creep up on flower sales. So, it seems as if, the convenience of the vaping industry, and it looks like, I mean, it's translating in the nicotine industry and tobacco industry as well, right? You have less and less cigarette smokers and more vape smokers, right? Also for, convenience, smell, and whatnot.
Now, I want to ask you about the other markets you've already branched out into. It was not too long ago that you already operating are now operating a dispensary in New Mexico, which is adult use in that state, and Michigan. So, with that, when you're looking at the expansion right now into these adult use markets, what's the strategy in terms of what you had to go and change to your outfit to set up for those markets now that you don't have to go and worry about medical marijuana, and the difference in what you see now that you've, I guess, would be a greater benefit to further grow because you're looking at five more stores outside the market to also go ahead and build out. Talk to me about the opportunities and where you feel like it's been much better for you to go and be in adult use markets and what you're able to do now more as a result.
Oh man. I mean, Brasco, it changes the game completely. In Oklahoma, you have 350,000 patients, 4 million in population in the state. So like 8% of the state has a med card. So you could sell to roughly 8% of the state. So it's a very tight number. You know, in the marketing strategy, you know, you've got to have this sniper strategy where you're targeting your consumers, right? Because if you get an ad in front of a a non-consumer, then you know you're just wasting an ad, you're wasting marketing spend, and it's really difficult to dial that in. It's not easy, especially trying to navigate with all the federal regulations and Facebook, Meta, all these big platforms, Google, that won't let you spend any money on marketing and whatnot. It just makes it even more difficult. On the adult use side, the United States, 70% of the United States is over the age of 21. So, I've done my research. Roughly every state is roughly anywhere between 69 and 71% over the age of 21. So that changes the dynamic completely. You know, when you opened up from, when you go from 8% to 70% possible consumer base, well, now you can, display your ads and market to everyone over the age of 21, of course. And you have a real consumer base that you can, you can actually sell to. The problem with the medical programs is, the non-convenience of it, right? Having to go see the doctor, go get the recommendation, go and do all this stuff when, it should just be legal federally, right? It should just be legal in every state. But yeah, as far as operations, and sorry to get off a little off topic there.
That's okay. Now, I want to ask about when it comes to competing against the multi-state operators, because obviously the industry being increasingly dominated by that, Oklahoma sure is inundated with MSOs, and you also have to go and deal with that as a startup from market to market, especially as you're opening into new markets and building on the way to probably being your own, real large standing multi-state operator. You are technically, but you're again with 10 locations and growing as you can. Talk about the challenge it is of trying to go ahead and continuously grow while you're also dealing with those established big box retailers.
Yeah. Thank you for the compliments, Brasco. I would definitely say we're still small. We're a small family owned company.
Yeah.
And, the dreams and the goals are big, of course. Right. We would love to be worldwide one day, and that's the goal. It's slower growth for us. And you look at a lot of these bigger MSOs and, the millions and some of them even billion-dollar budgets that they have. And, the amount of capital that they could just throw in any direction they like is absurd to me. If we had the budgets that these guys had, wow, I could only imagine where Mango would be in 5 years. But we like our growth. I like to compare ourselves a lot to like Buc-ee's. I don't know if you've heard about the gas station company.
Sure.
I mean, there's just like, I'm a retail guy at heart. I grew up in the grocery store business my whole life with my father and my family. And so I've always gravitated towards retail and real estate aside from cannabis. And I remember when I first saw Buc-ee's, I'm like, what in the world? 100 gas pumps, 50,000 square foot gas. I've never seen
overwhelming.
Anything like it.
Think of a gas station and times it by five. Or maybe 10.
Just overwhelming. And then, right. And then, the light bulb goes off in my head. I'm like, wow, this concept's so great. Why aren't they expanding? Why aren't they opening up doors all over the country? Well, I mean, they're a small family-owned company. They've got a great model. And they're slowly expanding, And they're moving at the pace that they want to move, right? They're not teaming up with private equity and raising $250 million to go put up 50 more locations or whatnot, right? They're moving at their own pace. And that's what I like to think of ourselves, right? We're going to move at our own pace. We like to open up beautiful stores. If you see some of our stores, Brasco, we put a lot of detail into our stores, our designs, our millwork, everything is custom. And we spend a lot of money compared to a lot of other people. And to me, that's all part of the experience, right? I believe that you should have a beautiful store that you walk into that's clean, that has great staff with great customer service, that has a wide selection of products at a great price.
Well, I think in some of the storefronts you have, it looks like you're inundated with inventory. It's like loaded with inventory, especially by the back counter.
Yeah.
There's so much there.
Yeah, I mean,
but and also with just the orange that you have, just as the aesthetic of the stores itself to stand about everybody else also makes the biggest difference.
Thank you. Thank you. You know, we really, in Oklahoma, it hasn't been much of a challenge for us. In New Mexico, Michigan, and New York is where we're really going to see the battle with them. You know, there's a few MSOs in New Mexico. There's a handful of great ones in Michigan, and there's a ton of good ones in New York. And, you know, for me, it's really just staying in our lane, doing what we do best, right? And I believe that we'll thrive. I don't think that the MSOs have the culture we have. They're just too corporate, you know? And we don't bring that corporate to mindset to the cannabis space, right? We're a family company. We're all about culture. So I think that's the one of the biggest differentiators between us and the bigger MSOs is the culture, for sure. And I think once, you know, consumers catch on to that, they'll definitely gravitate towards us more. And then also, you know, I would say another great thing that sets us apart from them is our reaction time and how quick we make adjustments, right? We can make adjustments so much quicker than the bigger MSOs. I mean, they've got to go through so many different chains of commands before they get a yes or a no. You know, for us, it's a quick phone call, quick text message, or a quick group message between the team. Hey, let's implement this ASAP, and it's done that second. And I'm a big believer in speed. You know, Elon Musk has always said speed, 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 get it done fast, right? You know, don't waste time, and be first to everything. So, very big proponent of that.
All right, we're going to leave it there. We're going to direct people to the website, mangocannabis.com, mangocannabis.com. Again, locations outside of Oklahoma in Lansing, Michigan, Sunland Park, New Mexico. And again, 8 other stores in Oklahoma, Tulsa in particular, and also in Norman. Real quick, go ahead and let just people know where they can go ahead and find the stores, and when they go to the website, what they should be doing.
Yeah, thank you, Brasco. Yeah, please go to the site, check out our deals menu, and also our products menu, and you'll see a wide variety of products, deals, and you can visit us at any of our stores in Oklahoma, which is 2 Tulsa stores, 2 Oklahoma City stores, Edmond, Norman, Lawton, and Enid. Catoosa is also going to be opening up soon. And then in Lansing, Michigan, Lansing is already open. Michigan, you could look forward to our new Waterford location, which will be open in 2025. New Buffalo will be open in 2025. And our newest Rochester, New York store will be open in end of February or mid-March.
You're getting a lot of work done. Again, here with Kevin Pata, CEO, co-founder of Mango Cannabis. Thanks for being on with us. Really appreciate it.
Hey, Brasco. Thank you so much for the invite. It's been a pleasure connecting with you.
We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com.